A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cow's diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Skim. My name is Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And we're here to bring you another episode of the Scott and Kim Show for Sunday, April 7th, 2019.
Holy moly, I can't believe how time is flying.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is flying. I don't like it. It's not fun. I don't like time flying. I like it to slow down just a little bit, just a tiny bit.
Yeah, when we started this, Van wasn't even here yet. Now Van is almost 10 weeks old.
Yeah, Van and Nan. Hey, did you notice the other day you were wearing the exact same shirt as the kid?
Yes, what? I saw that picture.
Was that on purpose?
I didn't plan that.
You saw that picture, you were here. You were like physically there.
They stopped by on Taylor's birthday.
Yeah, 25.
And I matched the baby.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for being with us, everybody. I've had a rough week. I've been sick all week. And Kim can tell you, because I am a miserable...
it's been a little bit rough.
I'm a miserable poop when I'm sick.
He's not the easiest person, but are there any guys who really are?
I don't know.
Let's be honest here.
Let's talk about that stereotype. Are all...
It is a stereotype, yes.
All guys and men are terrible sick people?
I think that... I'm not saying all women, but when you're a mom, a wife and a mom, usually you're the one that, when you get sick, you just keep trucking along. You still have to cook... do laundry, clean the house. Otherwise, it all falls apart.
I can see that.
And I'm not saying that there aren't men who do those things for their wives or with their wives, or there's like a shared, you know, chore chart. I don't know.
Chore chart. Jeez.
I haven't done that one of those since our kids were little.
Yeah.
But as a mom in our house, and I was talking to Taylor about this too. She's like, yes, you just keep going, even when you get sick.
Yeah. No, that you do. Carter does the same thing. She kind of just keeps going.
Yep.
Taylor just keeps going. Nick and I just turn into slobby.
You just go to bed.
Yeah.
And we just stay there.
We just go to bed. And I feel like I've always been this way, too. It's not like a thing in this stage of my life. It's when I was a kid. If I got sick, I was just dead to the world. And
I hate being down.
Yeah.
I hate not being able to get anything done. So I just keep going.
You've somehow survived this, though. You haven't caught it, which is great.
Knock on wood.
This is secondhand con crud.
Yes, poor Carter got really sick. Still kept working. Worked from home most of the week.
She got it from GDC. So. She flies home. She doesn't feel great that day, but she's not sure why. And then it hits
her.
By the
next day, we knew why. She had a fever and the whole thing. And Scott's had that this week. A couple of days of fever.
Yeah.
Sore throat. Then he was awful kind of crashed in bed.
Can't sleep. And then when I do sleep, it's like in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Because I'm catching up for the nights I can't sleep.
We actually did get some sleep.
So anyway, this isn't just a big boo-hoo, poor Scott moment, but I wanted to just put that out there.
It's not been that big a deal.
It's been trouble, mostly for me. Kim's been fine. You just keep going, and you're like the weird battery rabbit.
The Energizer Bunny?
Is that what you're referring to? Does that make you feel good when I call you the battery rabbit?
I don't know how to take that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Anyway, I have to be going today because I'm doing Chris Metzen interviews today.
Yes.
I'm
glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, a little bit. It's not great. I still feel like I could take a heavy blanket and go to sleep right now.
Yes, your weighted blanket has saved you this week.
Doesn't that sound good right this second? A weighted blanket, man. That's so good. My best Christmas present.
It's your very best Christmas present, apparently, because he uses it every day.
Yeah, every freaking day. So we did something today. This is so funny because I'm kind of out of it. Carter's now sort of recovered, and we have been planning for a couple of months now to do this weird thing in our stairwell, sort of stairway basement entry stairwell.
The stairwell to the basement.
Yeah.
Which is just like three tall walls.
Three tall walls. Yeah. You go down. There's a banister in the middle and on the sides. It's just a...
I think you posted something about this, what we were going to do.
I did. I put up a fake, like,
mock thing. Shouldn't
have done
that, because then no one knows what it really looks like.
They will when I do real pictures. They'll love it when I'm done. But anyway, so we were going to do this forever ago, and we talked about it, and we finally said, yeah, let's do it. We're just going to graffiti up this wall. We're going to draw all over it with
Sharpies. We've been talking about it for quite some time, and this morning you went, I don't know. I'm not ready. I don't know what to put on there, and I just said, I can't stand it anymore. We got to get started.
Kim grabbed a Sharpie, went down in the well, and drew a big, what was it?
Octopus.
She likes to draw octopuses. So she drew a big octopus.
Yep.
Right in the center there. So now Carter and I have added, you know, three or four things.
And I did a hot air balloon, which was kind of fun.
Carter did a monkey. I did a fish.
So we've gotten started on our graffiti wall, our graffiti stairwell.
Yeah. So as we make progress, we should be filming it as we go so we can show like time lapse. Why didn't we do that?
At least a picture.
Why didn't we do that? We should do that.
I don't know. Don't ask me this. I don't do this stuff.
We live in 2019. You'd think I'd think of this. Well, anyway, that's the plan. And it's exciting because it's going to look rad.
It's going to look really cool.
Yeah. I'm very excited
about
it.
I already did the clouds.
Yeah.
Good job on that. Hannah just went painted, just kind of went crazy and did the cloud edges to it so we could start it and get going.
Yeah.
Let's just get this thing done.
We're not normal. We like to do things.
We're not normal. We do weird things in our house that I don't know.
Well,
we always have.
I know, but there are a lot of people who would be like, what? You're drawing on your wall? Like,
yes.
Literally you're drawing
with
on your
Sharpies,
wall.
With Sharpies, on paint.
Yeah,
on
three different artists, like straight up. It's like not even going to look the same. Taylor's encouraged to come put something in there.
Hopefully she'll come do some graffiti lettering for us. Nick will draw on there tonight, probably.
Yeah, he'll do one of his stoner looking heads.
I love his stuff, though. It doesn't look stoner. It looks like him.
Yeah. Well, he looks a little stonery these days.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not saying he is a stoner. I'm just saying he's got that long-haired, hey, dad, kind of thing.
I got his hair all up in one man bun last night.
Oh, yeah. It looked good. It was like he has enough hair now to make a giant man bun in the rear.
He does. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. What do you want him ultimately to do with that hair? Cut it? Leave it?
He's talking about cutting it, but leaving the top. So we'll see. Right. I don't know.
Well, that light is really bright on your eyes.
Yeah.
You look good, but I don't want you to feel like you're going blind over there. You feel like you're
There's a reason why I'm not looking into the camera, because it's really close to that light that I can't. Now I see dots.
Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, the point is, like, who cares about a wall if it's just blank? That's boring. So we're going to cover it full. It's just going to be edge to edge, black ink.
And what do I usually say?
What?
There's nothing more boring than boring.
Right.
So let's just make this thing cool.
And if we hate it, you can always paint
over
it.
You paint over it.
Yeah. You paint over it.
You put some kills, and then you put your paint, and you're set.
Yeah.
But for now, I love it. It's going to look really cool.
We should put a marker in Van's hand and make him go.
We'll have him draw in there whenever he gets a little older.
Okay. We'll leave a little space for him.
He's pretty tiny.
Yeah, he's a little small.
Wait
quite
till he can draw
yeah.
something really cool, and then that's what he gets to add to it.
Is he even holding the bottle yet?
No.
No. He's still just...
He's 9 weeks old.
He's just free-balling it. Oh, yeah, 9 weeks. We hit 9 weeks.
We hit 9 weeks.
He's sure smiling a lot, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, you can check out any of Taylor's posts. She's posting his stuff all the time, and it's really cute.
Yeah, on Instagram.
Fun to watch.
What's account? She has like 4 accounts.
I'm not sure.
TaylorPhoto.com extravaganza.
That's her photography page now, not there.
The Mama one.
The Llama Mama?
But she has, it's a private account. You have to request access to it. That's boring.
You usually post plenty, so.
Yeah, I post a lot of it. I'm not even sure I'm supposed to, but I just do. So
I don't think she minds.
Well, anyway, we'll take some pictures and let everybody know how that goes, because it should be pretty good. All right, we're going to dive right into stuff today. Okay. Like an email from Tim from Colorado, which says, "Hi, Scott and Kim. Love your show. Keep up the good work. My wife and I found out about a month ago we'll be adding a new addition to our family. And while I've been excited, fear has slowly been creeping into my brain.
Oh.
A little setup. I am an only child, which meant I never had to deal with crying for my parents' attention or vying for it, at least with other siblings. My wife comes from a family with two older brothers. However, she was the youngest, about 5 years difference between her and her next oldest sibling. That's almost like being an only child. Yeah. So to get to the point of my email, I'm worried I will lose that special time that I have with my oldest daughter when the new baby comes. I remember feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we especially love is her bedtime ritual, at which point she gets almost all of my attention. We read, we sing songs, we play games, we snuggle before going to bed. I worry that this time will get lost when the new kiddo comes around, and I worry the baby, as the baby gets older, it will become more of a whole family thing, and I won't get to spend one-on-one daddy-daughter time with the oldest. How do I handle all this? Or how did you handle this with your kids? Did you set up a specific time to spend one-on-one with each of them? I'm worried about, or am I worrying too much about this? Maybe my daughter won't care as much as I'm coming at it from a more selfish angle. My advice, or any advice appreciated, Tim."
All right, Tim, I do remember doing exactly this and thinking, how in the world am I going to love another kid as much as I love my oldest?
Mm-hmm.
And thinking, there's just no way. And then they came along and it was fabulous. And
now we hate that
didn't,
one.
Rude. And didn't have any problem at all having them blend into the routine and the nighttime and all of that stuff. But I will say that when they first get here, you think it's all going to change, but it doesn't. They're a teeny tiny baby and you don't have to have bedtime stories and cuddles and all of that stuff with them yet. So you're going to continue to do that. But as your oldest gets older, that also changes. And I also remember Scott and I taking turns doing dates with the kids. So even if it was just to go to the gas station and pick a treat, we would have our single alone time with that one and we'd each switch off kids to do that.
Yep.
And it was sometimes ice cream at McDonald's or Happy Meals or just a soda or whatever. There was always time to do that with both of them. And it's amazing. Like by the time three came along, it didn't feel any different. It didn't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm running out of time.
Yeah. And when you're home, the new kid or the older kid gets to be a part of this new life. So they get to hang around and go, ooh, tickle, tickle. And you know, it gets to be the sibling that they want to be. And so you involve them in that. Don't separate them.
Yeah. I used to have Taylor. It was fun. They were 3 years apart, all of the kids. And it was really fun by then that Taylor was really into helping with that. Like, hey, go take this diaper to the garbage or go get me a diaper, you know, be a part of everything. So when it came time to bedtime, it was like, oh, why don't you go pick out a book for me to read to your sibling?
Yeah.
And that made it really fun for them.
Yeah, like, for
to
sure.
To be a part of all of it. And having it all together is really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it yet. But.
Taylor went through a period, though, of a little bit of resentment. Because there was a new body in town that got more as much attention as she was getting.
Yeah.
And I remember that bugging her for a while, but these kinds of things helped soften that up.
But at three, I don't think they know to be jealous yet.
Yeah.
They're not quite old enough for that. It was more, I get to be a part of this new thing. And mm-hmm. as long as you make them a part of it, they appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because they're getting included.
Yeah, I agree. And it not only was it not a huge problem, and not only did none of the kids ever felt like they weren't liked as much as the other, it did provide more one-on-one time, because instead of just one-on-one time being all the time, mm-hmm. then it became special time.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was like, if I'm taking Taylor to get a milkshake somewhere, it sounds so freaking Mayberry. But let's say, because we used to like to do that. We go get a chocolate shake up the road, and me saying, all right, Taylor, you ready? We're going to go on our little date. I mean, she'd just lose her mind. She'd be so excited.
Yeah. And it was just her time.
And it was just her. So it went from all the time to, wow, they're making time for me.
Yeah.
And it evens out. Like, it just is fine. It's fine. It doesn't mean you're not
going
to ever have.
You're going to have so much fun. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, it is great, Dad.
Congratulations.
Go man-to-man defense now. It's better when you go three, you got to play zone again.
It's true.
It's a different kind of zone defense. It's not easy. Anyway, good luck to you, Tim, and you're going to do great. I'm not worried about you at all.
Exactly.
Okay, I have two calls today, and neither of them I have previewed. I have no idea what they say.
Behave, everyone. Behave.
Well, I guess we'll find out if they behaved. I'm just going to play them in the order I receive them.
Okay.
And here's the first one.
Hey, this is Sir Skim. This is Tanner Goodman from Phoenix, Arizona. Hey,
that's
quick
Tanner.
Question for you all. Mm-hmm. How do you guys deal with finances and maybe stress that comes from dealing with finances from your significant other? Now, not necessarily specifics, but I know me and my fiance, we kind of get in arguments when it does come to money. Anyway, guys, thanks for the show. Love you guys both, and see you in a few weeks in Vegas. Bye.
Sweet. Tanner coming
it's
to Vegas.
Tanner.
Yeah, we like Tanner. So, money sucks, and it's the number one argument point for most couples.
For most couples, it's true.
Kim and I, we've talked about this briefly on the show before, but Kim does all the accounting.
Just because Scott doesn't want to bother with it, and
I totally understand
that.
I hate it. It stresses me out so bad. I hate it. I cannot stand accounting and
just
stuff.
Just doing all that.
Our partnership includes this one clause where Kim gathers all the tax crap. She makes sure that the bills are on
time.
Quarterly
taxes are paid.
Right. If the bank check needs to go to the bank to pay something for whatever, mm-hmm. Kim's on it. Like, that's just how we run it. And here's the problem, though. I still do this thing that she can't stand. Where she'll say, hey, I'm going to go to Costco. Or the other day you went. So I get this phone call. I call Kim and she goes, hey, how's everything going? I said, that's fine. I go, where are you? I thought you were going to be home. She goes, well, we found this outdoor Mexican market in Kearns, and I found
it wasn't outdoor. It was
whatever
just a market.
It was. And you said, and I found a really good deal on meat. And I thought, ah, that's great. Forget the meat then. But in my head, I almost said this thing I sometimes say, and I always regret it.
Which I know makes me crazy.
It makes her crazy, which is, I'll say, don't go crazy, I'll say.
And that doesn't seem like a lot, but I know exactly what
she
he's
knows
saying,
what I
which
mean,
is,
which is
don't go spend all our money everywhere.
Yeah, don't make us broke.
Yeah.
By buying meat at a Mexican market, right?
Yeah.
And or if it's, you know, just anything common, like I have to go to TJ Maxx and get Nick a shirt. All right, well, don't go crazy. Like, I do that a lot.
I'm just like, ugh.
It's really right now maybe the most irritating part of finances is that I do that. But it's because I have this existential anxiety about money that mm-hmm. came early in my life. My dad in the 80s lost everything. I'll give you the quick background on it. He ran arcades and imported arcade machines from Japan. And then he ran arcades here in town and also had like a contract with Pizza Hut. So he had an arcade cabinet, sit-down cocktail model in every Pizza Hut from the tip to the bottom of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the family business. And that business had done really well for a while. Those who know their video game history will know that the mid-80s is a dark, dark... There's a very dark moment for the arcade business right in the center of it there. And then a resurgence that came from home consoles like the NES and things like that. But anyway, mm-hmm. at the time...
Your family was right in the middle of all of it.
Yeah, and right up till 84, 85, going great. Well enough to have a nice big house in a nice cool area that we built. Way bigger than we needed, but it was cool. And we had a boat and a motorhome. And like we were going to Lake Powell 3-4 times a year and just spending 2 weeks down there just having a blast. Did really well. It was a good business. And there are arcades, for heaven's sakes. I'd have friends over. The garage is full of these free play machines. So we're all playing, you know, Missile Command and freaking Pac-Man and whatever for free. And I was the most popular kid in junior high. It was like the greatest thing ever.
And then all of a sudden,
the industry takes a big old poop. And there's lots of reasons why, and you can go look it up if you want to. But there was the video game crash in the mm-hmm. mid-80s and lots of facets to it. But my dad had just invested in a brand new warehouse and a ton of stock that he had just ordered. A whole bunch of machines
cabinets and
hardware and,
stuff,
and cabinets yeah. and stuff just waiting to be assembled. He was going to move into this assembly part of this stuff and become like a big distribution point for companies like Data East. And there are some others in there. And the whole thing came crashing down to the point that he lost the business. He lost the company and the warehouse and all of that. He lost most of his material stuff like the cabinets and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. He salvaged about 300 of them. And put them in storage, which is a whole other story, because I'm still pissed about what happened to those. They ended up in storage I could have made so much money just selling MAME cabinets on eBay. Oh my gosh. It would have been just, that's another story. Anyway, so that all pooped out. Foreclosed on the house. The bank took the motorhome, took the boat. We had nothing. And there was even a period of time where we were on some assistance there, which I hated. So did he. We hated it. We just could not get our, we couldn't get the ship straight quick enough. It was just so bad. And eventually things got okay, and it was okay. But that period of my life.
Which you were what, 15?
Oh, younger than that. I was probably.
I thought you were, well, I guess junior high.
So 85, probably, so I'd have been 14, 15, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I had probably just turned 15 around the time this was going on. Which is also a very formative time, right? So you're. When you turn 15, it's a big deal. You're a teenager, and you're already feeling all the teen angsty things.
You feel like everyone's watching you.
Yeah. Plus, this whole thing is going on, and now people are looking at you weird. Neighbors who we thought were our friends were being all uppity nosy about it. Like, it just got... Yeah. You learned a lot of lessons in this very brief, rough time. And at the end of it all, I think I walked away with a little PTSD about money and money issues. So these days when something, I see anything like, oh, their fridge broke. Clearly we need to get a new generator or whatever the hell we put in one of those. Whatever
the
it is.
Fridge generator.
I think, oh no, that's the end. It's going to put us
everything's,
under.
Yeah.
And Kim's like, we're fine. Look, here's
we purposely put money away for rainy days. We've taught our kids to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And so, and Tanner, as a result, if you're listening right now.
I'm very tight is the other thing that came out of this.
He's just really tight. But there's... As long as you're willing to, I'm willing to say I understand that about Scott, so we don't have as many arguments about money. I just have to go, don't say that to me. I mean, or usually it's along the lines of, dude, and he'll go, oh, sorry.
Yeah, I do it, and I don't mean to, and I know when I do it, I catch it.
But as long as you understand why each one of you has your stresses about money or whatever it is that you feel like you were arguing about, figure it out together what those triggers are, and then that's going to make your finances a lot easier.
Yeah, and don't be
because,
afraid.
Yeah, we have to still put money away. We still have to pay all of our bills. We still, I mean, you guys, the Patreon stuff that you send is what is the bread and butter around here, mm-hmm. and so it we have to work with whatever it is, and it always changes and things like that. So if you're having two jobs that are every month the same amount, then you should be able to figure out a really good budget that you can both live with and work with and have still some mad money and things like that.
Yeah. And I know there are people out there who have situations where they have separate checking accounts and they have separate all that. And that's fine. Like 100%.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you totally works for you. I couldn't do that. Like I need one pot. I need two committed team members who know that that's true. Yes. And there
are months when we go, okay, we got to lock it down a little bit. There's not as much advertising going on right now or things like that for us that we have to talk about it. Then it's like, okay, we need to, you know, tighten the belts just a little bit right now. It's the holidays or whatever's coming up. And, as long as we're talking about it, everything's going to be fine. We're discussing it. There's no surprises. There's like, oh yeah, by the way, mm-hmm. I happen to, you know,
right. Alex in the chat says, does your dad's experience as an entrepreneur and the ups and downs they may cause, did that cause any hesitations for you as an entrepreneur yourself? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would have done this in 06 or 07 if I'd have been super daring, but I wasn't. I was like chicken.
It worked out well for us.
Like in the end, I don't regret. Yeah. I don't regret the process. I don't regret the timing.
He regrets that we didn't start sooner doing this on our own.
Yeah.
So if you do have this opportunity to do something on your own, run it, you know, run the numbers, make sure it's going to work for you, but then do it.
Yeah,
it's super cool to be able to try something a little different. That's not day to day. It's not on someone else's dime. It's not on someone else's, you know, someone else is getting rich off you.
Sure. But whatever works out for you, the main thing is if you got to have an argument, and mine again are usually about me saying don't go crazy and her saying, gosh dang, yes. I hate when you say that. Just know that it's okay to have those conversations, but don't leave them hanging. Don't let those go unresolved or undiscussed, or don't not apologize or something, because it's when that stuff festers, man.
Not listen to the other person when they tell you their concerns or their, you know, what they're stressed about. Listen.
Yeah. People I went to school with, I hear about their divorces these days. Almost always money. Almost always.
Like a lot of that, yeah.
A lot of it comes down to money. Sometimes it's because the husband's a douche and cheated on his wife or something. But
that's what I was going to say. A lot. If you talk to any therapist, they would say the two top things are money and sex.
Money
those
and
are
sex,
the things
baby.
That people complain about that's or right. fight about.
Yo, 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 fat stacks of Benjamins for my hoes. Right?
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm just mixing the two. See,
you're okay.
All right.
Because you and your fat stacks of Benjamins over there.
I got fat stacks of something going on. Although this cold made me lose about 4 pounds, so that's good.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
You're working on your diet now.
You get sick once in a while.
it's a reset. So good luck.
Yeah, good luck to you, man.
You can do this.
You got this. All right, second anonymous phone call, which I don't know the content of.
Okay.
I'm playing right now.
Hey, guys. It's Jules Scott calling for Scott and Kim on Skim. I just listened to the latest episode, and I just love the show. I am single, and I love this show. So let me just tell you guys, thank you for making the show. Okay, here's my question for Scott and Kim. What is the thing that you guys have said, I wish that we would do this, or, you know, someday we should go and we should do this, or we should try this, I don't know. But there's got to be something that you guys have talked about forever and just haven't done, and I would love to know. Thanks, guys, so much. Love you. Bye.
All right, Jules. Awesome. That's awesome. I love hearing from Jules. She's the best.
It's fun hearing from all of our friends today.
What? I don't know. What?
Travel.
Oh. Well, traveling. Everyone travels.
We don't.
Well, no, because...
No, she's asking, what is the one thing you want to do one day that you haven't done?
Much of.
Travel.
You've traveled some.
I've traveled some. Not very much.
Right. Kim loves traveling.
I do love traveling.
I hate it.
And Scott hates it.
This is one of the big wedge issues of our marriage.
I don't think it's a wedge. I think the difference is we talked about it, and I will go travel, and he doesn't, and that's okay, too.
It's okay, too. She runs off with her sister for a week in the Bahamas, fine with
we
me.
We went to Mexico. It was super fun. Just yeah, the two I don't ladies. Care. But it was a blast.
But this also ties back into my stress about money. I yes, think of travel, yeah. And I think of money. I think of what it costs, and it burns my face when I think about it.
So when I do decide to travel and he doesn't want to go,
I mean, I'm going to, that's not to say,
we'll have that discussion.
That's not to say I don't want to go. Like, I want to go to France with Kim. I want to go to lots of places and I want to go there with you. I don't want to go with anyone else.
Right.
When I travel, I want to go with you. When you travel, it's fine if I'm not there.
It's true.
And that may,
but we've discussed this. It doesn't bother you that I like to travel and you don't. It's not like, well, you can't go if I don't go. You're
right.
Never
no,
going to do that.
No, I'm never going to do that. That isn't the issue. The issue for me is almost always money. It just always feels like a waste of money.
It's like how when you're the brand, that's the best way to put it, when you are the you
brand.
Are Frog Pants,
yeah.
And you need to be here for it to be working and in working financial order, it's hard to leave.
Yeah.
So when we leave, it's usually for a work trip, like the Vegas trip coming up.
Yeah, or going to BlizzCon or, you know,
or
last
BlizzCon,
year we went to a thing in Ohio and, you know. But
super fun stuff.
And those will come and go, and that's true and all that. But it's still so closely associated with money, not just because it costs a bunch, but because I think about how little I enjoy it. And how that seems like a waste of money to me.
Yeah, that's not your favorite thing to do.
No, because my brain's somewhere else. You put me on a beach. If I'm there long enough, I guess.
Right.
I'm okay. But if you put me on a beach normally, I'm like.
We did do that a couple of years. What, 3 years ago? We went to Cancun.
Yeah,
and
we did.
Sat on a beach for 5 days. I made Scott sit there because I knew that he just was going to get burned out because you're working constantly.
Yeah.
And I think everyone's like that. And I think it's different when you have earned vacation pay, and you're getting paid to sit on a beach, right? Because you've worked somewhere for so long. Well, we don't have that. We just have to save up for vacations.
Yeah, there is no... And we don't have a boss to go and say, hey, I'm taking my 2 weeks of
and
vacation.
And it was fantastic because you sat and drew and read for days on a beach.
It was pretty
in the
great.
Shade.
It was pretty great.
Cancun. It was
but by the last or the second to last and last day, all I'm thinking about is, oh crap, this doesn't last forever. Now we got to go. And boy, that should cost a lot.
We wrote
of money.
A lot of our book. It was an all inclusive. It didn't cost a lot
I know,
of money.
It wasn't
everything
bad.
Was planned ahead, paid for ahead.
Yeah.
All of that. Well, so it was fantastic.
Maybe I need to start drinking. That's the trick. That's what everyone else does. They go, they hide all of these anxieties about money and everything in a bottle. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to do.
I don't think that's a good idea.
You
for
don't
you.
Think so?
No.
Just a handful of Benadryl then. Let's do that. I don't know.
But yeah, one day that's the one thing is travel to Europe would be really fun.
Plus, I'm just such a.
And we just haven't done that.
I get so excited about certain things that are non-travel related. Like,
Yeah.
You could say, oh my gosh, next weekend this huge game's coming out. That to me,
that's more exciting.
And look
for
how
you.
Cheap it was. It was $50. And I've got this this long piece of entertainment that will keep me happy.
That I then am upstairs watching my shows, binge watching my shows while you play it.
Right. So, yeah.
That's a lot of our weekends are that. And that's totally great.
Someone in the chat wanted to know your take on this. And Jules, you're awesome. And we love you too. And
thanks, Jules.
Thanks for the call.
Can't wait to see you again.
Yeah, we'll see her probably. Next time we'll see her probably. BlizzCon, unless we do anything in Minnesota before then.
Okay.
Because we'd definitely see her if we went there. Anyway, what was my point?
I don't know.
Someone in the chat wanted to get your take on my weird belly button thing that fell out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it because it grosses me out.
It is gross. It is gross. But here's the big, okay, well, let's ask this question.
Okay. What's
for the longest time, I mean, let's just call a spade here. For the longest time, Kim just thought I had a fuzzy I'd never get. She didn't know. She didn't know it was like part of me. Like it
yes,
was.
You told me.
Yeah.
So that's how I knew.
Right. But you'd be like, you got like a fuzz. I'm like,
it's attached. Not,
it's freaking attached to me. It's like part of
this thing is really gross.
Yeah.
And I really don't like talking about it.
I know you don't. But now that it's gone.
To ignore it.
Now that it's gone after in a lifetime. I mean, remember, this thing has been with me since my birthday.
Yes.
When my mom pushed me from her womb.
Okay.
I have had that freaking half tube unit there deal sticking there.
So what's your question?
My point is, now that it's gone.
Yes.
Aren't you happy for me that it's gone?
I'm super happy for you.
Because it fell out. It did not fall in the jambalaya, you guys.
Oh my gosh. Ugh. Seriously.
I always felt subconscious about it. I always felt self-conscious about it. If I went to a swimming pool in my teens, even when everybody's all hormonal and didn't care.
No one was looking at
your
belly button.
I know, but I felt like they were. And so it was always this point of like, oh, this damn thing. And now it's gone.
And it's gone.
It's out.
Woo!
It's in canned spaghetti somewhere.
Okay. Ugh.
All right. Moving on. Should we move on? You don't like that
topic. No.
You don't like that topic.
I don't, because it's gross.
Well, I get it. You're entirely correct that it is gross. All right, we're doing this. Do this.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
All right, we're going to try here with the foodie segment of the show.
Yes.
And so I went upstairs yesterday and got a mouthful of something rad. Do you want to tell people what that was? Because that was awesome, and I already had one for breakfast today.
What are you
today.
Talking about?
Your lava.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you ate it for breakfast.
The little lava unit things.
Mini lava cakes. And
oh my
lava cakes
gosh,
are pretty
dude.
Easy to make. There's not a lot of ingredients. It's a lot of just chocolate and butter and
where do you
sugar
normally
flour.
Get a lava cake? Is that a thing you get at a restaurant?
Yeah, usually.
Okay.
Usually.
All right. I can't think of the last time
so
I had
like
one
a,
that was just like
for
not yours.
For those that don't know, it's a little tiny chocolate cake. Small. Flat. It looks like a short cupcake. But if you heat it up or if you eat it while it's hot, it kind of oozes in the middle. All the chocolate just kind of melts onto your plate. It's fantastic.
They
so
look
that's
like,
why they call
they look
it
like
a lava
cupcakes
cake.
That collapsed.
Yes, they kind of collapse in the middle.
Yeah.
Super easy to make. Carter had some friends coming over last night, so I thought I'd make some for them. And Scott is in love with them.
Oh, they're so good. Even cold and like out of the old pan this morning.
They're not in an old pan. I did them actually in cupcakes, cupcake liners because... I hate cleaning a cupcake pan, first of all. Secondly, I wanted to be small so that whenever you got one, you're not eating, 10,000 calories worth of chocolate in one sitting, because I think Scott would do that for breakfast if he could.
Oh, I totally would. Are you kidding? Absolutely.
So making a mini worked out really well, and I made 12 of them, so there were some left.
Oh, so
over.
Good. Yeah,
and
Carter,
I did find the recipe on Pinterest. Hello.
This tells you a lot about our daughter, Carter. She had her friends over last night, like you said. And it's these two girls who she's known for, I guess, since high school.
They were since high school, yeah. These are high school friends.
And she's 21, Carter is, almost 22.
Mm-hmm.
And her friends are the same age. And they're all working and going to school just like her and all that.
Never have time to get together very often.
But when they do, they seem to have a good time. But here's what they do. They cozy up in a bunch of blankets. Kim makes lava cakes. And they watch...
and they ordered pizza.
Yeah, and they ordered... And they watched the full three seasons of Trollhunters on Netflix.
Oh my gosh, that's so them.
They're such nerds. They're I love
so
it.
So great.
I love it. That is what, that to me is a Saturday night, man.
Yeah. Like, they had a lot of fun.
Everybody else is worried about, oh, how do I look? And we should get to the club, roll up on the club and whatever people do. Nah, dude. Sit around and watch a rad animated series. It,
yeah.
Binge it and eat chocolate
this
and laugh.
This is what the nerd girls do.
Oh. I just need her to find a boy who likes that.
Yeah, who can, they're out there.
And not just likes that she likes that. Because yeah. he doesn't even have to like it. She, I just want somebody who sees her, smiles, and goes, oh, man, my nerd girl, right? I got to find that dude. I don't know where we're going to find that dude or where she's going to. It's not my job, but wherever she finds that dude, I'm going to be picky Joe Mahickey.
I don't think you have a lot of say in it. So hopefully she finds a good guy.
I know I don't have say.
She's looking.
But I have.
She's adorable.
Some thoughts. Like I'm going to, he and I will have to have some hard meetings. I'm worried about her.
Some hard and meetings.
I don't mean I'm worried about her. I'm worried about, I need, whoever that is, you got to treat her like the queen.
Yeah.
Dude.
Let her do her thing too. Because she's going to graduate with her entertainment arts and engineering degree.
Yeah. She's going to be a big deal.
It's going to be awesome.
And he's got to be the right dude.
Actively like searching, she's having a good time with school and work, and she loves where she works. So
chat room
it's
says, or girl. No, she likes dudes. Actually, you know who she likes? She likes black, big, tall, black, handsome dudes.
Yeah,
that's what she's into, which I love because Kim's,
sorry, everybody else.
Kim's mom's gonna have a canary when, oh, when we bring him. Well, she's racist, so
okay.
a little racist.
Okay,
just a little right. bit. Remember that kid that Taylor dated in high school?
I know.
So that'll be fun. But she wants some Idris Elba type. That's what she's looking for.
That's what she's looking for.
Yeah, but I'm so proud of her and so excited for her and so stoked about everything she is that if that guy isn't the nicest dude who treats her so,
I'll take him out.
I'll freaking.
No problem.
I got dad rage about this. Anyway. Well, that's it on that front. What now? That's it.
That's it.
That is kind of the show today. There's not a lot to talk about. I am excited about this Chris interview.
Just a few hours. Scott's getting all nervous already.
I'm getting nervous because this is...
You're good friends, though.
It is. I know. But
he's hilarious. He always calls you sexy when he sees you. Hey, sexy.
I know. You guys want to hear something? Hold on. It's pretty funny. This is the start of a voicemail.
He's really funny.
Let's play it. Let's just play this. You can hear it on the speaker. Okay. So we were trying to hook up last week to just sort of discuss our plans. And this is the message I get from Chris Metzen on my phone. Here you go.
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby? Hey, baby.
I love him. He's great.
He is great. I'm
and
only.
So is Kat.
You know why
She's
I'm nervous?
Awesome.
Here's why I'm nervous. Because it's this next phase of our conversation is going to get real personal for him, and I just want to do it justice for him. I want him to feel super comfortable to. You know, talk from the gut and not worry about. I don't want him to worry about any of this stuff. I want him to just be able to say what he thinks, feels, and wants, and it'll be gold because that's what comes out of his mouth. But he's you know a sweet, sensitive dude, and I just don't want to jack that up for him. That's all.
It's gonna be great. Don't you worry.
Anyway, so that's later today, which means you probably get at least the instance will get an episode today. It might go up on other feeds too.
Hey, you're baby. Just working on all your other stuff right now. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. all right. I think that's everything.
Thanks for all the calls. Thanks for all the emails.
Do we have anything cool for next week, or it's just normal? Are we here still?
We're
here.
From the hip here.
Aren't we here?
We're here.
Wait, what's going on? Why do I feel like we're not here next week?
We'll
oh, no,
be
that's
here
the
next
week.
Week
after that.
And the week after that is Easter.
And then the week after that,
week
we're
after
in Vegas.
That, we won't be here. So yeah, we have two more weeks.
But we'll be in Vegas
together.
We'll
make up the difference.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do something on stage there. I don't know.
There you go.
Who says? There's no rules.
Who says?
No, there's no rules at all. So if you want to follow us in the meantime, you can find me at Scott Johnson on Twitter. Kim has a Twitter account, but she never does anything with it.
It's true.
So you probably just ignore that.
Let's be honest. Yeah. I'm just going to put it out there.
She's on Facebook, though. You can follow her there. Right?
You can.
Public Facebook stuff. You're not like, you don't lock yourself away from people.
No, yeah. I don't put a lot up there, but I put some things.
Sometimes. Like, the baby's been a big deal, so Kim will put stuff up with the baby.
I haven't even done that.
Oh, really?
No.
Kim, you're a...
I'm a busy person.
I think this is... I think it's a good thing, but you're not super tied into the social media sphere. You don't need to be, do you? You don't feel the
need. If you
need
to get a hold of me, call Scott.
She doesn't feel the need.
I don't feel the need.
Nope,
it's true.
It's totally fine. Anyway, speaking of calling, you can do that. 801-471-0462. Leave us those voicemails. 801-471-0462. You can find us on the web at frogpants.com/skim. And if you want to support the show, Kim mentioned it earlier, it's our Patreon, patreon.com/frogpants. We'd love that as well if
yes, you, thank
you can.
Thank you for all the support. Thanks for all the calls. It's super fun to hear from everyone.
That's right. We'll see you guys next week for another episode of the Scott and Kim Show. We'll see you then. Bye, honey.
Bye.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Yo, 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 fat stacks of Benjamins for my hoes, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm just mixing the two, see?
You're okay.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.